This episode of Yap is sponsored by 8sleep. 8sleep is the future of sleep. I use their mattress and Pod Pro cover to fall asleep and stay asleep, and my sleep has never been better. 8sleep maintains the proper temperature you need to stay asleep throughout the night. Level up your sleep by going to 8sleep.com/yap and check out the Pod Pro cover and save $150 at checkout. That's 8sleep.com/yap, eight sleep.com/yap, and check out the Pod Pro cover and save $150 at checkout. You're listening to Yap, Young and Profiting Podcast, a place where you can listen, learn, and profit. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Hala Taha, and on Young and Profiting Podcast, we investigate a new topic each week and interview some of the brightest minds in the world. My goal is to turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your everyday life, no matter your age, profession, or industry. There's no fluff on this podcast, and that's on purpose. I'm here to uncover value from my guests by doing the proper research and asking the right questions. If you're new to the show, we've chatted with the likes of ex-FBI agents, real estate moguls, self-made billionaires, CEOs, and best-selling authors. Our subject matter ranges from enhancing productivity, how to gain influence, the art of entrepreneurship, and more. If you're smart and like to continually improve yourself, hit the subscribe button because you'll love it here at Young and Profiting Podcast. Hey everyone, you're listening to Yap Snacks, a series of bite-sized content hosted by me, Hala Taha. Today we're going to be talking about the evolution of sleep. Sleep is such a popular topic on this podcast because it's ever evolving. The more I learn about it, the more I realize that the act of getting a good night's rest isn't as simple as one may think. So in this episode, we'll be looking into the past to see how our ancestors treated sleep, the present to learn how it developed with our rapidly growing society, and then we'll dive into the future to see what sleep technology has in store for us. So what we know is that sleep is still expanding, but it's gone on a really interesting journey. So let's get started. For as long as humans have roamed the earth, we've needed sleep. As civilizations evolved, so did the way that humans rested. Cultural shifts, migration, and technology advancements are all considered factors in the evolution of sleep. To get a full story, we need to start at the very beginning. Like I said, our ancestors have been sleeping before we knew any of these medical benefits, and there are a couple theories as to why. The first is the inactivity theory, which suggests that rest became a survival adaptation that allowed us to be quiet and still during times when we would be most at risk from predators. The second theory is known as the energy conservation theory, which suggests that sleep allowed humans to minimize their need for energy, especially when food sources were scarce. Our ancestors used to actually sleep in two shifts, or what's called biphasic or segmented sleep. Following a biphasic sleep pattern didn't necessarily reduce the total number of hours they slept, but it reduced the overall sleep time and maximized their wakeful hours. Sleep onset was determined not by a set bedtime, but by whether there were things to do. With historical documentation of early hunter-gatherer and agriculture societies very limited, researchers have looked to present-day communities living in similar ways to assess the sleep habits of our ancient ancestors. In episode number 12, Unlocking the Power of Sleep, one of our most popular episodes, I spoke with sleep expert Dr. Daniel Gartenberg about past accounts of African and South African tribes referencing a first and second sleep.
That's true. So, I mean, there's also like Canterbury Tales. They talk about the second sleep. That's one of the things that sleep researchers have referenced regarding that. So this idea that we should sleep 8 hours continuously through the night is a little bit not accurate. It's totally normal to like wake up in the middle of the night, putter around for a while, and then go back to sleep if you can. You know, it's better to go straight through. But that 7 to 9 hour suggestion is across the entire day. So, you know, it doesn't have to be a continuous block. And one of the interesting things in the science here is that when we were developing as a species, we were basically developing together in small groups. And they do these studies that show, like, when they get objective measures of indigenous tribes that currently exist on their sleep patterns over like a 3-month period. I'm not going to get the exact numbers correct here, but like over the 3-month period, the whole tribe was asleep at the same time for only 30 minutes. So like we naturally have a lot of individual differences when it comes to sleep. And there's morning people and evening people. And so there's probably lots of different patterns of sleep that are ideal for different types of people. And it's sort of an evolution thing to make sure that there's always a member of a tribe that's awake at any given time in order to protect ourselves from predators.
But if this way of sleeping worked so well in the past, why did it change? Dr. Daniel Gartenberg explains why sleep evolved so drastically from 10,000 years ago.
And they actually have these studies where they compare like current civilizations to indigenous tribes and whatnot. Probably we are generally getting more sleep than like we used to like 10,000 years ago, because it's pretty stressful like sleeping outdoors in these hot, uncomfortable environments and being afraid of predators. But since like the 50s, there's a Gallup poll, for example, that shows we're sleeping about an hour less than we did during that time, probably due to things like television keeping us up and other things. But one of the big things that you have to keep in mind here is that there's a difference between sleep amount and sleep quality. Not all sleep is created equal. For example, like if you have an infection, you need to sleep more the next day. If you've, you know, worked out too much, for example, you need to have your body restore itself by sleeping more. So I guess there's the question of if they're actually sleeping more. And then the main thing is their quality actually better so that, you know, 7 hours feels more like 7.5 hours.
What's up, Yap Fam? Being an entrepreneur and working remotely definitely has its perks. And I know a lot of you listening in are in the same boat as me. But do you really take advantage of being able to work from anywhere? I know I typically don't, but thankfully this past holiday, I finally decided to make use of my work flexibility for the first time ever. My boyfriend and I decided to pack up and leave to the West Coast to spend an entire month working from home in the sun. We got a super cute bungalow in Venice Beach with a fenced backyard. The change in scenery, the fresh air, and the slower pace helped me to inspire some really cool new ideas for my business. And honestly, I'm feeling really refreshed and ready to rock in 2024. And who helped me make these remote work dreams come true? It was Airbnb. And Airbnb has come in clutch for me time and time again. Whether it's finding the perfect Airbnb home for our 3-day annual executive team get-together, or booking a vacation where my extended family can fit all in one place, Airbnb always makes it a great experience. And you know me, I'm always thinking of my latest business venture, and I've been begging my boyfriend to start hosting our place on Airbnb. And finally, we're going to start. So many of my successful friends host on Airbnb, and it's such an amazing way to generate passive income. So to start, we have a plan to start spending more time in Miami, and we'll be hosting our place to earn some extra money when we're back on the East Coast. 2024 goals, and I'll keep you updated. A lot of people don't realize that they might have an Airbnb right under their own noses. I was pretty surprised myself. You can Airbnb your place or spare room even if you're out of town for just a few days or weeks. You could do what I did and work remotely somewhere else and Airbnb your place to fund your trip. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. That's airbnb.com/host to find out how much your home is worth. Young and Profiters, it's never been a better time to be an entrepreneur. With inspiration at our fingertips and powerful tools at our disposal, the possibilities are endless. And when it comes to tools that can truly make your business grow, there's one name that always stands out: Shopify. Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the real store with the door stage, and even the did we just hit a million orders stage. And if you're in that I need to sell more with less stage, Shopify Magic is your AI superpowered sidekick, ready to whip up captivating content that converts from blog posts to product descriptions. Not to mention Shopify also is the home of the best converting checkouts in the game, 36% better than other leading commerce platforms. Shopify turns browsers into buyers. It's no wonder Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And you can sell whatever, whenever with Shopify. Push pleated pants with Shopify's in-person POS system or monetize mindful meditation. I sell my LinkedIn Secrets Masterclass through Shopify, and they've made my life a breeze. It took a couple days to set up my store, and I just get to focus on what I do best, creating great content and marketing my product. So don't stress if you're new to this commerce thing. Shopify's extensive help resources are there to support your success every step of the way. And remember, whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/profiting, and that's all lowercase. Again, go to shopify.com/profiting to start growing your business today. You can sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/profiting. So why aren't humans still participating in this biphasic sleep schedule? Well, it was the Industrial Revolution that abruptly brought sleep into the present. It completely changed the way that we humans view and treat sleep. This revolution brought on longer than normal working hours. It changed the way that we socialize at night, and it introduced the need for artificial lighting. The push for more and more production and business success led to increasingly shorter sleep periods. We compressed the first and second sleep into one, which is called monophasic sleeping, and that's what we practice today. Society's attitude towards sleep dropped drastically, and we started to prioritize work and play over sleep. We started to wear our lack of sleep like a badge of honor. This new attitude grew even more with the development of technology in the 20th century. The blue light emitting from all of these mobile screens and laptops have tricked our brain into thinking that it's day out all the time. And it's disrupted our natural sleep cycles, circadian rhythms, and has constantly stimulated our brain. So what happens when a society all of a sudden starts to have lower quantity and poorer quality of sleep? It resulted in people developing sleep disorders like insomnia, sleep apnea, narcolepsy, and depression, just to name a few. In episode number 127, Sleep Habits for High Performance, I spoke with Dr. Meeta Singh, a sleep medicine doctor and sleep performance consultant. Her focus is in sleep disorders and sleep medicine. She explained what kind of sleep disorders she comes across today.
So sleep medicine as a field is rather young. So it's about 35 years old. And a sleep physician like I am, I am board certified and fellowship trained to evaluate and diagnose any sort of sleep disorder and then treat it. And typically when people come to me, they have difficulty initiating on sleep or maintaining sleep at night, or hala, they're too sleepy or tired during the day, or while they're asleep, there's something going on that they're not even aware of. So you know, people who snore loudly, who may have sleep apnea, they may kick their legs a lot at night, and that might disrupt their sleep, and that results in excessive sleepiness during the day. So those are the kind of patients I see. I see in my clinical practice.
Dr. Meeta Singh also explains how sleep medicine has allowed us to rediscover how important sleep is to every aspect of our daily life.
And in fact, now we know that sleep affects every physiological function. So every physiological function that you have is affected if you don't get enough sleep. So we can start with the head, right? We know sleep exists deep in the brain. So you need sleep to pay attention to something, you know, for your reaction time. You need sleep for good judgment. If you don't get enough sleep, if you wake up in the morning, you're that part of the brain that's responsible for good judgment, multitasking, creativity, good decision-making gets impaired, while the emotional part of your brain becomes overactive. And can you imagine, like, there is no other field, there's no job that people can do in which that would be a good thing. You know, that has to be something that people want to avoid. For people like you, Hala, creativity is really important. And that aspect of creativity in which you take in new information, put it together with previously stored information, and then come up with new solutions or, you know, novel ideas, that happens while you're sleeping. You know, it's so important. So any information you take in during the day, memory consolidation happens at night. So that was just the brain. But in fact, and you know, The other thing I would say, mental health is, you know, so sleep has this bi-directional relationship with mental health. So if you don't get enough sleep, you're likely to be grumpier, you're more anxious, less likely to be able to cope with the stressors of the next day. And, you know, if you can't cope with these stresses, then you're going to be more anxious, and that's going to be a bad thing. And then, and of course, if you go down the body, you know, your heart, your liver, your kidneys, your every organ you have has to have that nightly reset in which it prepares for functioning the next day. And that's what happens when you're sleeping.
This episode of Yap is brought to you by 8Sleep. Good sleep is the ultimate game changer when it comes to leveling up your productivity and ultimately the quality of your life. But did you know that more than 30% of Americans struggle with their sleep? That's why I've teamed up with our friends at 8Sleep and their Pod Pro cover to help you fall asleep and stay asleep. Here's a hack to get a better night's rest tonight. Maybe you haven't had a bedtime since you were a kid, but having a consistent sleep schedule helps your body maintain your optimal circadian rhythm. Once your body gets into the habit of going to bed and falling asleep at the same time every single day, you'll begin to fall asleep faster and wake up actually feeling rested. Keeping up with a sleep schedule will not only improve the quantity of your sleep by getting more consistent hours in, but it will also tremendously improve the quality of your sleep too. And while the exact perfect number of hours of sleep for every person varies, the most important key with a sleep schedule is consistency, making sure you're falling asleep and waking up at relatively the same time every day, even on the weekends. I know that's pretty hard, but you gotta do it. If you think that keeping a sleep schedule is far too difficult, 8Sleep is here to make it easy. The ProPod cover from 8Sleep is the only mattress cover and technology duo that actively regulates temperature, keeping you as cool or as hot as you want. 8Sleep combines this temperature control technology with their new Gentle Rise, which silently wakes you with vibration and gradual temperature changes. You can set the 8Sleep system to naturally allow your body to fall asleep and wake up right from their Sleep OS app, the world's first operating system for sleep optimization. Your individual AI model learns your ideal thermal environment and automatically adjusts to keep you in a deep sleep. This is the future of sleep, young and profiters, I'm telling you. And during the pandemic, it was really easy for me to let my sleep schedule slide off the rails. I didn't have a commute. It was easy to sleep in and stay up later. I would stay in my pajamas all day and never feel like it was either always time to sleep or never time to sleep. I never knew when to sleep. My sleep schedule just went out the window. But once I started getting more disciplined with my nighttime rituals, my bedtime, waking up at the same day no matter what, taking a shower like I used to right away in the morning before work, I immediately noticed that I had more energy throughout the day. And my 8Sleep ProPod cover has taken my sleep schedule to a whole new level. I feel like I've become a master of sleep. Through the app, I can track each night of sleep that I'm getting and adjust it to what works best for me. And not to mention, it's the most comfortable mattress I've ever had. And it has all these different perks like temperature control, health insights, and more. I am so excited to get sleep every night, and I know I'm getting amazing quality sleep. This ProPod cover is amazing. I've got the mattress too. It is so bougie, so amazing. I absolutely love it. I feel so spoiled with my 8Sleep ProPod cover and mattress. But don't just take it from me. 8Sleep has garnered the attention from other CEOs, high performers, and top CrossFit athletes as well. We're all getting better sleep with 8Sleep, and you should too. Go check out 8Sleep.com. That's EIGHTSleep.com/yap and check out the ProPod cover to save $150 at checkout. That's EIGHTSleep.com/yap and you'll save $150 on your ProPod cover. This is Hala from Young and Profiting encouraging you to invest in your sleep and invest in yourself. You won't regret it. Just visit 8Sleep.com/yap to save $150 on your ProPod cover. I want to talk to all you employers out there, and let's talk about company culture. At Yap Media, we have a super unique company culture. We are all obsessed with excellence, and we even call ourselves this really cute name, Scrappy Hustlers. We're all Scrappy Hustlers at Yap Media. And my team is growing fast. And hiring is a pain in the butt, especially if you're looking for A players that are going to roll up their sleeves. But luckily, when it comes to hiring, I no longer feel overwhelmed by the search for the perfect candidate because I use Indeed, the ultimate hiring platform. Indeed's matching engine always presents me with a pool of high-quality candidates that match my job description to a T. If you're tired of drowning in your hiring pool, Indeed is here to rescue you. You can use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging your candidates, making the entire hiring process a breeze. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I've hired some of my best employees at Indeed, some of my best Scrappy Hustlers. With over 140 million qualifications and preferences analyzed every day, Indeed is constantly learning from your hiring preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets at actually hiring your perfect match. Join the ranks of more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that have already chosen Indeed to hire great talent. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/profiting. Just go to Indeed.com/profiting right now to support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/profiting. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Young and Profiters, I've got a fun fact for you. Did you know that by 2030, over 85% of the jobs that will exist haven't even been invented yet? And that's why we need to acquire new skills and stay relevant and adaptable. By embracing lifelong learning, we can future-proof our careers and our businesses. That's why you've got to check out Economist Education. Economist Education provides online executive education courses tailor-made for professionals just like us, crafted by the Economist's own editors and special experts. Economist Education courses are designed to sharpen your professional skills in key areas like data storytelling, critical thinking, sustainability, and so much more. I highly recommend checking out the Economist Education course, Business Writing and Storytelling. It's packed with valuable practical advice on how to inform and persuade through writing reports, social media, presentations, and beyond. The best part, these courses are online, flexible, and self-paced, lasting anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks. You're guided by expert tutors. You'll dive into a mix of videos, podcasts, text, quizzes, and weekly assignments. Plus, you'll get a 3-month digital subscription to The Economist to support your learning journey. Economist Education provides access to online forums where you can network with peers around the globe. In a world where knowledge is power, Economist Education empowers you to lead the way. Economist Education is an incredible way to stay ahead in business. And I've got a special offer to get you started. Get 15% off any course, only available by going to my special URL, education.economist.com/profiting, and then enter the promo code profiting at registration. This offer ends on March 31st, so don't wait. For 15% off, go now to education.economist.com/profiting and use code profiting. Again, this ends on March 31st. If you want 15% off, you've got to go to education.economist.com/profiting and use promo code profiting at registration. Young and Profiters, I actually have a nasty habit of ordering way too many groceries. I'm embarrassed to say it, but I've wasted so much food in the past and I felt really guilty about it, but now my conscience is clear with HelloFresh. Each week, I get ingredients shipped to me with step-by-step recipes. I get fresh, pre-measured ingredients that get me whipping up delicious dinners in no time. And then I reduce waste because you get exactly what you need and nothing else. I love trying new foods, and HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-ons to choose from every single week. It's so much fun to pick out my meals. It's easier than ever to find something that everybody in your family will enjoy. I personally like to stick with the basics when it comes to HelloFresh. I get their meat and veggies plan. I love the options they have for that. And trust me, it's cheaper than takeout, and with pre-proportioned ingredients, you'll never waste money on excess food. And now Green Chef is owned by HelloFresh, which gives me an even wider variety of meals to choose from. There's something for everyone. I love switching between the brands, and you can enjoy both brands at a discount with me now. Skip the grocery store and save time with easy, tasty recipes delivered to your door. Go to HelloFresh.com/profitingfree and use code profitingfree for free breakfast for life. That's one breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/profitingfree with code profitingfree. I think it's pretty clear that our current society as a whole needs some improvement when it comes to our sleep habits. So what does the future of sleep look like for us? Well, sleep technology is super hot right now, and it's only getting hotter. In fact, the sleep technology market is set to basically triple, going from $11 billion in 2019 to a predicted $32 billion by 2026. And with better technology like sleep tracking and high-tech sleep products, we're getting better sleep. In episode number 143, The Future of Sleep, I had the chance to interview Matteo Franchetti, the CEO and co-founder of 8Sleep. And here's what he had to say about this. We mentioned about the fact that in the future, it's going to be more about the quality of sleep and not the quantity of sleep. We've been like drilled in our heads that it's, you know, 6 to 8 hours, 6 to 8 hours. But in reality, it could be less if we get deeper, better sleep, right? So I actually came across a study, and it's from late October from researchers from the Washington University School of Medicine. They released a study that says the optimal sleep duration might be closer to 4.5 and 6.5 hours every night. So what is your opinion about how that age old, like 6 to 8, 7 to 9 hours of sleep is going to hold up in the next decade?
What I think is your body needs a certain that amount of REM and deep sleep. Everything else is just your body being inefficient. And so technology can help with that. And so my theory is substantially the amount of deep and REM that you need is equivalent to around 4 hours, right? And right now we need 8 because there is an extra 4 hours of inefficiency. And we can try to compress that through technology, different types of technologies. So I think the best shot we have is probably to get into the 4 hours. I think that would be really perfection. I think if we could just sleep 6 hours and wake up being fully refreshed without hurting our health span, our lifespan, it would be pretty awesome. Right? Because for some people, they would gain 2 hours every day. People like me, that they sleep more than 6 hours. For others, maybe they are already sleeping 6 hours, but right now they don't feel great when they wake up in the morning and they always feel groggy and tired. At that point, we will just regenerate them.
Sleep tracking is also on the path to advance in the future. As of now, there are 3 categories of sleep tracking technology: wearables, nearables, and airables. We're all accustomed to and maybe even use wearables already. These are your smartwatches, so to speak. Nearables are tracking devices that you don't wear. They're devices like mattresses or mattress covers that you can set to automatically adjust to your perfect sleeping environment. An example of this is the ProPod cover by 8Sleep. And then there's airables. These are the newest form of sleep tracking and utilize wireless signals to capture information about your sleep. Here's more from Matteo on how more data about sleep will change the way we live in the future.
The key will be to first accumulate enough sleep data. Then the step 2 will be to start developing these correlations between your fitness, your nutrition, and your sleep. And based on that, we will be able also to predict the future of your health, right? I think the future for 8Sleep is not even to detect potential illnesses once they have already occurred, but to be able to come back to you and say, look, based on your, you know, your life and your biometrics, if you continue in this direction, you might have a 60% chances to develop this illness in the next 3 years. And that will be based on patterns because you have already seen customers developing that. So that is how health will really change and will be disrupted, where we will not to wait until when we have a disease to discover that we have it, but to see an increase in probabilities to develop that disease years in advance so you can change your lifestyle and avoid that problem. The outcome will be that you can be able to sleep only 6 hours and wake up fully refreshed. And second, going to bed will be more valuable than going to your doctor because devices like 8Sleep will scan your body. Imagine a sort of MRI 3.0. And so every morning you will have the full picture of your health. This will happen mainly contactless. So I don't think you will have to wear anything. Technology is getting there. So you will feel great, a lot of energy, and you will have a full ownership and knowledge of your health.
Well, there you have it, folks. The future is bright. We're at a pivotal moment in healthcare, giving millions, if not billions, of individuals the tools they need to improve their sleep. And I anticipate this massive increase in data will be a complete game changer for global health outcomes. And while many things about sleep and sleeping have changed throughout time, like sleeping two shifts instead of just sleeping one, and now all this cool technology that's coming out, the one thing that always remains constant is our quality need for sleep. How did you feel about this episode? Tell me your main takeaways by dropping us a review on Apple, Castbox, Podbean, or your favorite podcast platform. Thanks so much for listening to this week's Yap Snacks. Until next time, this is Hala signing off.